Hello, folks. How are my good people doing today? I don't usually really like to talk about, politics or stuff like that. However, this issue was really important to me. I actually got this story, from I believe it was a Hampton law firm regarding the monitoring of drivers, all 2026 vehicles, May 2026 will have this monitoring device installed in them that monitors a driver's performance and everything. And you talk about invading on people's privacy even more. I know that they're trying to stop people from getting in the vehicle and drinking and stuff like that. These devices are not even on all semis at this point, let alone, 2026 to have them all on vehicles, personal vehicles made after, made on 2026. So all new vehicles will have this device installed on them, where they could collect data on you. There'll be video monitoring also in these vehicles. These vehicles can, this data that's collected on you could tell at some point when you were speeding or whatever. Now, a lot of people are not happy with this because, including myself, because now you can, a person could be on medication, a person could be having this, some type of seizure. There's no way to accurately, determine as far as whether a person was, under, the influence of alcohol. What if you have a passenger in a vehicle that's on, this drinking or maybe under the influence of alcohol? This is like monitoring at its finest, and I think from what I was, the information that I was getting, I believe that Volvo and Ford had started implementing this situation also. Obviously, they, they have to, abide by the rules and stuff. But I would say a lot of people need to stand up against this because, I understand, again, stop, what the intentions are. But I think it's going to violate a lot of, a lot of rights because, there's so many things that could go wrong with this scenario, like that it'll actually take over your wheel if it finds that you are not driving, the way you should be, or you're or different from your usual driving behaviors. It could actually take over your wheel. I think this is going to create a bigger problem. This is a law, I believe, that Biden signed in effect, and Congress is actually forcing this on people, so if you plan on buying a 2026 vehicle, unless you're just in completely agreement with this issue, I would kind of, stem away from it. But, we're just like, I feel like it's just too much, for something, we definitely want to try to prevent people from driving drunk and everything, and I get that. But I think this is a bigger problem. Why implement this on everybody? Why this is like mandatory, and these companies, they got to stay in regulation, obviously, with the laws and stuff like that. So they don't have a choice but to do this. You know, these manufacturing companies, car manufacturing companies don't have a choice but to do this. And I totally disagree with it. I feel that people should, boycott, in my opinion, you know, the companies, the car companies that are adopting this. But again, after 2026, every vehicle should have this starting 2026. You know what I mean? Every vehicle every new vehicle being made is going to have this breathalyzer monitoring device. It's going to monitor you passively the whole time that you're in your vehicle. And I believe, more people are going to be against this bill. To be specific, I believe it's H.R. 3684, Section 24-220 was the bill that was proposed and passed as far as this monitoring device that's going to be in individuals' vehicles. If you go to purchase a new vehicle, 2026 and up, look forward to having that in your vehicle. As a car salesman, I wouldn't want to bring that to a potential client as a feature. You know, if you ask me, I would not want to say, could you imagine a car salesman? Oh, and we got this great new monitoring device inside the vehicle. It monitors you the whole way. You know what I mean? It monitors you passively. And if found it been drunk or drinking in any type of way, it'll just take over the vehicle for you. Like, you could not sell me on that. I mean, for real. And that's something I would want to know about definitely before I actually purchased the vehicle. That's something I definitely would want to know as far as, a feature like that being in my vehicle. Because if I'm a car salesman, I probably wouldn't even bring that feature to the forefront. You know, I would be looking at every other feature besides that, because I feel like the moment that feature is brought to the forefront, it's like, you know what, I'll just buy something a little older. How about that? You know what I mean? How about this 2024 Jeep? I think I'll go with that instead. Because this is not an attractive thing for most people. And most people, even though they agree with, you need to cut down on things as far as like, people driving drunk, I would assume to rather just get rid of alcohol altogether before I decided to get rid of my, rights or, infringe on people's rights even more. I'd rather just assume close every liquor store if that's the case. You know what I mean? And if you want to do that, but no, you're going to get accidents that's going to occur where people are not even drinking, there's no way for this device to determine whether a person was just even fatigued. You know, how can you determine if a person just, fatigued and maybe driving a little bit differently from just being tired? It's too much that could go wrong. It's too much judgment, false judgment that could be brought into place based on this algorithm and this car monitoring device. Like I said, video and breathalyzer, and I'm thinking there may be some type of facial recognition and stuff. I don't trust the technology whatsoever. I think anybody in their right mind would not want to trust, you know, this type of technology in a vehicle. Also, it's just too much. I don't think it's very accurate, you know what I mean? To what degree are you going to be able to make the decision or the determination that one was actually drinking if, you know, it could pick up alcohol or on a passenger? And your vehicle could not start. You could stop and pull over on the side of the road for something, and, you know, this device could actually do something, affect the, you know, trigger something, you know, to cause it to be inadequate. They keep points on you, again, based off motels, you know, rates for different things, credit approval, all kinds of stuff based off this data that is being collected just the moment you get in your car to go to the grocery store. You have data that is being collected on you. I think that is just going above and beyond as far as what's needed. You know, if you were to put this like in perhaps semi trucks, you know, commercial vehicles, you know, I would kind of somewhat understand the breathalyzer. But again, I wouldn't like the idea that, you know, something, a breathalyzer to initially start up a truck, yeah. But definitely not a breathalyzer in the fact that I'm drinking or a person is drinking or whatever the case may be, that it would like take over the truck while you're drinking. That I would not trust, you know what I mean? That I would not trust, or whatever the case, you know, may be. But yeah, if a person is drinking or before they get in the vehicle and they drink and then the truck don't start up. In this case, it works the same way. In the vehicle, you know, your vehicle would not start up if, you know, you were drinking, and that's fine. But to monitor a person in their vehicle, they may get somewhere and they may be at a friend's house and they may have started drinking. I don't advise anybody to get in the vehicle while you're drinking or whatever the case. But, you know, they may start out somewhere and they're sober at that point, so nothing goes wrong. But then they get to their location, they may have a few drinks or whatnot. And then sometimes they'll tend to get back in their vehicle and leave, and your vehicle won't start up. I mean, you know, and your vehicle won't go, and now data is being collected on you. And again, I don't advise anybody to, you know, get in the vehicle and driving under the influence. But let's say you get somebody else to potentially drive your vehicle, and now, you know, your vehicle, I don't believe, will actually start up because, you know, you're on the passenger side and you have alcohol in your system. It's collecting data on how fast you go, your speed. All this data is being collected, you know, and it's supposed to be like very precise data. And the idea of it monitors your passengers in the vehicle as well. So, you know, this again, to me, is just another case of infringing on people's rights. You know, I think that there should be, you know, definitely some other alternatives. You know, I don't know the answers, but I just don't see how this is going to be an effective method. I'm sure it'd be effective in some ways, but I think it'll do more hurt, you know, do more harm than good. You know, it's, you know, it'll definitely cut down, you know, accidents, maybe, you know, who knows. But definitely infringes on your privacy. I mean, on the interior portion of your vehicle, the privacy of your vehicle, you know. And I'm sure these vehicles are going to cause a harm in the leg. You're paying this arm and a leg for a vehicle exterior that you might like, only to come to realize that you're paying, you know, a lot of money for this exterior of a vehicle, but you have no privacy on the interior of your vehicle. And like, who would get this data? What if can anybody tap into this data? You know what I mean? You know, I just think it presents a lot of other issues that could occur with having a vehicle of this nature. It's just too much that I would say, and I don't agree with it. I don't think that nobody, you know, should have that degree of monitoring in their personal vehicles, you know. But this is where we at, and it's a shame. I mean, I remember I didn't even like the, you know, initially I didn't even like the when the push start came out. I didn't have an issue with the push start. What I had an issue with was the supposed to be the on and off switch when your vehicle is at a light and it turns off and on. That's supposed to have been a thing. That was supposed to be, they say, pollution. I didn't like that idea because I thought it's pretty hard on your starter, you know, when your vehicle is at a light and turns off. And then when you get ready to take off your vehicle, obviously engages the starter, and then you're able to move again, move forward. But I did not, that's like a feature that I don't even like. I didn't like at all. And this on a lot of the newer cars, and you know, mine's actually is disengaged, you know what I mean? But, you know, because there's two separate batteries you need for that. But, you know, I didn't think we would come to this point where, you know, it would be a feature on every vehicle aside from people who were caught drinking and driving, and those automatic turnoff devices was put on their cars, and they had to pay for these devices as well. And so, you know, and I understand that, but I didn't think that this would just become a feature. Like, you know, this is like too much for it to be a feature on one car. Particularly, it targets people who don't even drink. To suggest that everybody needs this, it targets people who don't even drink alcohol, and it targets responsible people who don't even get in a vehicle when they're drinking. But yet, I have this device on my vehicle so that I, you know, so if I was to get in my vehicle, it wants to make sure that I'm not drinking when there's no proof that I ever even drink there, or even drink while driving. So to just, you know, adopt this for everybody, I find it to be a little bit too much and ridiculous. And yeah, I think everybody need to boycott these companies, these car companies. Like I said, Ford and Volvo, you know, I believe they're already jumping on a bandwagon with this scenario. And, you know, everybody is going to be forced to do it. So, you know, I just think that a lot of people, you know, I would steer away from buying a 2026 if you can help it, you know, unless you just got to have that vehicle. Because I just think it's more to come with this, again, with all of the things that you're being judged upon can affect, you know, your rates, can affect motel stays, things with your credit, your ability to purchase this and that, you know, all because of, you know, a device that's in your vehicle. And this is something that can be misinterpreted the wrong way by a lot of different, you know, situations when one person, when a person is in their personal cars, is not, you know, there's no way to determine whether a person was just, you know, tired on medication or, you know, or having a hard situation. Or sometimes people do a little bit of rushing just to possibly get to a hospital in an emergency. But now you have this device, this thing that you were probably speeding. I mean, there is a such thing that is driving, you know, a little faster out the norm and being completely and solely safe about it. Ambulance, they do it all the time in the event of emergency. So, you know, there's just too many things that can be misinterpreted the wrong way as far as a person being under the influence while driving their personal vehicle. You know, this is their personal vehicle. This device, if they have this device and this device existed, these monitoring situations and these breathalyzers existed, why haven't they put those devices like in semi trucks as of now? You know, why aren't they in semi trucks instead of having a whole bunch of drivers that are not even in the truck who are not even been in any accidents, so much received a ticket, but are out for marijuana? And then you see the comparison when people are able to, you know, be able to get alcohol and get in a truck. Why weren't these devices in semi-trucks and stuff like that? They're adopting these devices for people's personal vehicles now. That I mean, not a commercial vehicle for business or something. Because then, I mean, I get it. If they want to monitor you in that sense while you're at work, okay. But someone's personal vehicle, that you're gonna end up paying, you know, now the price on these new vehicles are outrageous. But with an added feature that you don't even want, you're gonna be paying, you know, ridiculous amounts only to collect data on you. And that data affects everything. It's like a database. You know, it's like a database now. And who's to say that now once your vehicle won't turn, what's going to be done with that data? You know what I mean? You know, are they going to make you undergo some type of program as a driver in your personal vehicle? You know, what is the rest? Everything has been fully explained as far as, you know, if one is to be found drinking in their vehicle. And the vehicle doesn't start and it's collecting data on you. And I think it can collect data on something about, I think, your skin or something, just to determine, you know what I mean? I'm not quite sure what all it in details as far as like, you know, its testing method when and once you're in the vehicle. But I can say that there's a lot of data that will be collected on an individual if they is found to be under the influence of alcohol while in their personal vehicle starting 2026. Again, starting 2026, all vehicles would be mandated to have this device in the cars, all new vehicles. So again, I just want to inform everybody of what we about to be faced with, you know, in the next couple of years now. If you decide to purchase a new vehicle, and again, like I said, Volvo and Ford have already, you know, I believe started this process, and they're jumping on the bandwagon, and is mandated by 2026 to everybody. Has jumped on the bandwagon as far as, you know, these devices in their vehicles. So I appreciate you guys listening to me. I think we need to stand up against this because it opens the door for too much rights violation. And not only that, is there's, like I said, there's video also in your vehicle and audio. Like, it's like, this is like going a bit too far, in my opinion. A lot of people, when they get in their personal cars, they like the idea of having that privacy. But you're being monitored in a vehicle that you potentially pay $60,000-$70,000 for, you know, a new vehicle. Even $40,000-$50,000 on a new vehicle, you pay to be monitored in that vehicle. I don't see it as a tractable feature. That's not something I see as a tractable feature. I think this might come back to bite them, because in the event something goes wrong with that and something is violated with that, someone is able to tap into that, there should be, you know, major consequences, because, you know, nobody wanted this. Nobody wanted this at all. And it just opens the door for too much other things to occur. When all you're trying to do is stop drinking and driving, you know, stop drink, you know, people from drinking and driving. And I get that. I just think this is the wrong way to monitor everybody in America. I think this is the wrong way to go about it. So, again, you guys let me know what y'all thoughts are on this. I appreciate it. Again, I can't see anybody just totally agreeing, you know, that, you know, they're in love with this idea. I appreciate y'all. Thanks a lot for listening to me. This is A1. Again, I push diversity. And everybody keep your head up. We all in this together. Thank you very much. And everybody have a great day. Have an awesome day. Peace.